Lusaka residents are fall victim to alleged Airtel money scam at Kablonga Mall. The Lusaka City Council Fast Track Court finds that Longview Investments 321,000 kwacha over public health breaches. And in African news, Morocco urges residents to leave flood risk areas as evacuations exceed 108,000. For the news in detail, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Lusaka residents have raised concerns over an alleged Airtel money scam, with agents accused of exploiting a poor network connectivity to defraud customers. The incident happened on Sunday morning at Kablonga Mall, where Bright Mwetwa deposited 500 kwacha with an Airtel money agent, but the funds failed to reflect on his phone. After waiting for about 10 minutes without a confirmation message, Mr. Mwetwa left the mall hoping the transaction would complete once the network stabilized. However, when he later returned to follow up, the agent, identified as Natasha, was no longer at the booth and her phone was unreachable. Mr. Mwetwa later met another victim, Andrew, who reported losing 5,400 kwacha meant for school fees through the same agent. Video footage shows the agent conducting the transaction. Mr. Mwetwa has since appealed to Airtel Money and Victor to urgently address the matter.
The name of the lady, the name she gave me, she was in Natasha. I even have the phone number for the same she gave me. The amount when she got deposit 500 cash. At the same filling station at Kabron, just there at the filling station. So after I deposit 500, we waited close to 10 minutes. So she said, you know, there is no network. Yeah, I waited for a while also that to prove that no network is not on. So I waited for close to 10 minutes, but it never happened. Yeah. So man, if anyone is not in there, man, the banana is a place for a bronga and a pot, and it's a pezeka. So after calling again to say, I want in drama, in a city, so he said, you know, I have a customer, but it's not a transaction. So again, we waited with my colleague for 10 minutes again. I called and said, no, I'm doing some transaction. So we followed there now to the same place at the phone. That's when, after reaching there, that's when I met Mr. Andrew, if not mistaken. He stays in IPEX here. So again, the same person again deposited 5,000 to the same woman.
In response, Airtel says customers should report complaints through official channels, including call centers, service centers, email, and social media. Meanwhile, Kablonga Police Post has confirmed receiving reports related to the alleged scam. The Lusaka City Council Fast Track Court has fined a Longview Investment Limited 321,000 kwacha for violating public health laws. The fine follows an inspection conducted on 9th October 2025 by LCC public health inspectors at the company's premises along a Lagos road in Rhodes Park, Lusaka. Inspectors have found that the company was selling products labeled in a foreign language, contrary to the Food Safety Act of 2019 and the Competition and Consumer Protection Act of 2010. Other violations are included the sale of expired products, failure to provide personal protective equipment for workers, sale of liquor in unauthorized packaging, poor food storage practices, and food handlers who had not undergone mandatory medical examinations. Inspectors also noted poor handling and storage of used toilet paper within toilet facilities. Commenting on the matter, LCC Public Relations Manager Chola Mwamba says the council will not tolerate disregard for public health laws and has warned that non-compliance will attract severe penalties. In a related development, the Mukushi Town Council has officially opened a fast-track court aimed at accelerating development and improving living standards in the district. Central Province Judge in Charge, Honorable Mr. Justice Kelvin Limbani, says the court will play a key role in promoting development by ensuring adherence to the law, particularly in matters related to environmental cleanliness.
It must be noted that there can be no development without the maintenance and enforcement of law and order. Any country, that is a city or district as well, that has developed has only done so through strict adherence to law and order, end of quotation. In that regard, the Council Chairperson, the official opening of the Mukushi Fast Track Court, which will ensure the strict adherence to the bylaws, marks a significant step towards enhancing justice and facilitating development in our district, Mukushi District.
Meanwhile, Mukushi Town Council Chairperson and Nelson Chilemu has noted that the initiative will help curb noise pollution from bars and nightclubs, especially those located near residential areas. He adds that the court will also address excessive beer drinking, which often contributes to social challenges.
This introduction of the fast-track court in Mukushi District could not have come at a better time than now, when we are trying to curb underage beer drinking, noise pollution from bars and nightclubs, indiscriminate waste disposal and illegal operation of liquor stores, nightclubs, bars, shabbies. As the local authority, we continue to face challenges related to public order, sanitation, illegal development, under-regulated business operations, street vending, and other public nuisances.
And a trader's representative, David Monde, has welcomed the move, saying the fast-track court will encourage people to respect the law and properly dispose of garbage, thereby improving environmental cleanliness in the district.
Ilifunde liene ili afirimba lili mponta, lili mpontani. Kozi, icho ungo lili avantu kutila valefu avatusha. Keti, kechisuma, ikirimba chari kwata nishita. Epo vanga tesani, epo vanga shi, epo vanga shimisha. Iliene funde, lilifiabwe, lilifiabwe. Ukuposa, if so, so, ichi pose pose, na chena, chili very important. Lelwe chititika cha kutilo muntu kuchashita nangu mabanana, nangu matava. Ala, aliapa liape ni midi tiringatamu enomu akuposa ala kitashani ala posa panch.
The fast track court is expected to handle cases related to environment.